Track 16. Unit 4. Listening 1. The Discovery of Fire.
Every day, people all over the world use fire for heat, for light, and for cooking. It's hard to imagine what life would be like without fire. Today, we're going to look at a landmark in history, the discovery of the controlled use of fire. By controlled, I mean when people started making and maintaining fires for use in their daily lives. We aren't absolutely sure when fire was first used regularly, but evidence suggests it was between 300 and 400,000 years ago. In addition, there are only theories about how the discovery was made. However, we do know the discovery of the controlled use of fire dramatically changed the lives of our ancestors in fundamental ways. First, fire provided warmth. This allowed people more choices about where to live. For example, people could live in colder climates that had been too cold to live in comfortably without a source of heat. Second, fire provided protection from wild animals. Most animals don't like fire. If our ancestors built a large fire at night, they were warmer and safer from animals as they slept. Third, the controlled use of fire enabled people to cook food. Actually, being able to cook food was a major turning point for our ancestors. The impact on their food choices and nutrition was significant. Up until the discovery of fire, food was eaten raw. Cooking food allowed people to digest more nutrients and absorb more calories. This means they received much more benefit from eating cooked meat. The same was true for plants. There were many plants that had been too hard to chew, or too difficult to digest, or too unsafe to eat when they were raw, but could be eaten after they were cooked. Cooked food was especially helpful to babies, young children, and older people. Furthermore, cooking helped to preserve food. Thus, it could be kept and used for several days. People didn't have to eat it all right away. In general, then, the controlled use of fire allowed people to have more food choices day to day and thus maintain a better diet. As our ancestors adapted to eating a wider range of food, they were able to survive longer and were healthier. Finally, the controlled use of fire allowed for more socializing at night. Activities were no longer restricted to daylight hours. At night, people could build a fire and sit together to tell stories, sing, talk, and share their ideas. This clearly was a major landmark in our social history. A final point I'd like to make. The discovery of the controlled use of fire has been described as an important step in our use of technology. For many of us, the word technology immediately brings to mind electronics, computers, mobile phones, and so on. However, technology can also be described as the application of knowledge to improve our lives. The controlled use of fire, then, to cook food and warm water, fits this definition, and therefore needs to be considered as an important advance in our use of technology.